Hello, Dr. Shaw here, and welcome to another episode of Teaching Humanity Remotely. Today I want to continue an episode that we've spoke about in the past, but it's just so very important because I'm getting a lot of questions regarding the balance between being in charge as the parent and also teaching our children responsibility. I just want to speak to the fact that when my mom and dad were parenting me, they were of the generation where their children were their possessions. And when I started parenting my children, I was of the generation where I wanted to really be friendly with my children. And so this generation that I'm discussing that I was in was all about giving our children choices and making sure that we were all friendly and not over-disciplining. And what I really learned, and I know I've said it before in previous podcasts, but it's very, very hard for us as parents to find this balance, is that children, and actually adults too, but we're speaking about children, can only be as responsible as they are responsive. Let me say that again, as I've already done a podcast on responsibility and responsiveness, but it bears repeating because I'm getting questions from you at learnwithmeremotely@gmail.com. That's where you're going to be communicating with me, and that's where you have communicated with me thus far. And that's where I respond and get the ideas of future podcasts. So here's the issue. When we have a five-year-old child and we say, honey, what would you like for dinner? And we give them choices. We give them choices so that they can learn how to respond in a responsible way, how to respond with responsibility. We give them those choices, but we don't give them carte blanche and say, what do you want for dinner? Because perhaps if we say, what do you want for dinner, they may always want, let's say, a bagel. And just eating a bagel wouldn't be really healthy, right? So you're going to say, what do you want for dinner? And you're going to give them two choices that are balanced or more healthy. As they become more responsive in the correct way, they can start to have more responsibility. That is why I always feel like to be a helicopter parent and save the day is not the direction to move in, because that does not promote responsibility. It doesn't. It doesn't promote the correct responsiveness. If your child is in school and forgets to pack their library book, that week they shouldn't get a library book. It's just that easy. If you save the day and bring the library book to them, then when the teacher says, oh, how come you don't have your library book? And the child says, my mom or dad didn't put it in my backpack. If you're saving the day for them, they're actually right. You didn't put it in their backpack. And then it becomes like you made the mistake, as opposed to saying, on Tuesday, it's library day, and it's up to you to make sure on Monday night that you put that book in your backpack. That's where you help them. You share the task. The way when I was a kindergarten teacher, I'd share the pencil with my student while they were learning how to write letters and make words. You share the task until you no longer need to do it. If you share the task and your child does not put the book in their backpack on Monday night, then on Tuesday when it's library day, they call you from school and they say, bring my book in, then you're not helping them to learn how to be responsible. So there's a balance, a very important balance in teaching them to be responsible, because what happens when we don't do it is that then as they get to be older, teenagers, and even a little older, because now children are living at home longer because it's so financially difficult to live on your own as a young adult. So you have children who feel like because of their age, because they're 21 or 22 or 23, they should be adults and they think they are adults, and yet they don't help with any finances in the house or washing dishes or bringing in groceries. And they're really, what they're learning is to be less and less responsible because they're not treating you or their home with responsibility. They're not being respectful and they're not being kind and they're not pulling their weight. And at that point, you know, they're old enough to do so, but this has been promoted from a very young age and they've gotten away with it. And then what do? You don't want to kick your child out, and you know, you want to have good feelings for your adult child. So I think it's very important from a very young age to balance. Don't give responsibility to children before they can handle it, because that is not successful. It's not friendly. It's not the reason to be a parent. Sometimes the parent has to be in charge. It's okay. It's not that you're not friendly with your child. It's not that you're not being a good parent. It's just that sometimes you just have to be in charge, and that's why you have the role of the parent and not the kid. It's okay. You can explain it. It's just the way it is, right? Sometimes the teacher has the say of the classroom. Sometimes the teacher can open it up where children can make decisions with the teacher, where they want to sit, what they want to study. There's different types of learning. There's cooperative learning where you want your children to have input, but there's also times where you just have to make the decision, and that is okay. And you can teach them why sometimes they have more say than others. And when my children were growing up and there are times when they had less say, I would say, you know what? In this lifetime, I happen to be the parent and this is the way it has to be right now. And you're not responsible enough right now. I don't want to burden you with being responsible. If I say you could stay up till whatever time you want to go to bed and then the next day you fail your exam because you're asleep, that would make me irresponsible as your parent. So that's why I'm saying 8 o'clock is the bedtime. As you get older, you'll be able to make decisions too. So you're allowed to say why you are taking charge and when you're taking charge and the difference between when you're taking charge and when you can share the task and when your child could be in charge. If your child wants to take a bath on a day that they don't have to because they're not really dirty, your child can make that decision. But there are times where you might have to say, you know, you just played a sport and you really are dirty and we have to have a bath tonight. And that's just the way it is. So there are big ways that you can see responsibility and responsiveness, and there are small ways. But it's very, very important that you share the task until the child is responsive enough to be able to take responsibility without being burdened. And that is really what I keep on repeating. It is a learning curve and it's a continuum. And this is how it goes. Responsiveness equals responsibility, and sharing the task until your child can make healthy choices. And for you, again, note and mark it all along the way. So there's no surprises and there's no overburdening your child. In an effort, when I was a mom of young children, in an effort to be so friendly and so cool and so groovy, in certain ways, I overburdened my child by giving them more responsibility than they earned. It's okay to have to earn responsibility. I believe even respect is earned. My younger children, when I was a teacher, I had to earn their respect. I know we say, well, you know, children should just respect adults. I have to deserve it. And I did deserve it because I respected them and I modeled it and I told them and I noted it. And therefore, they knew what it looked like. They knew what respect looked like. When one person speaks, everyone listens. You don't interrupt. They knew it because I told them what it looked like. And it's okay because it was my role as the adult to teach them that. So please feel free to let me know if you have any concerns at learnwithmeremotely@mygmail.com. Until next time, enjoy fulfilling your role and don't feel guilty about it and don't feel afraid to take the leadership role as the parent that you are. Until next time, be well.